sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up! You cannot talk!
Episode 177. People with ideas. One thing about music, when you feel it, when it hits, you feel no pain. Why folks says it controls your brain, I know better than that. That's game. Man, we ready for that. Two soldiers, head of the pack. Matter of fact, we got to get. Who got to get? And where my army at, rather attack than not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold. On sex, drugs, and rock and roll, whether your project's put on hold. In the real world, these just people with ideas.
Message!
They just like me and you when the smoke and camera disappears. Hey, welcome, bienvenue, a new episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, and a.k.a. Gaston Lenoir. You know, I think I should have started with some tea, because my voice is acting up again. Before I continue with the show, before I proceed with today's show, I need to inform you new listeners, especially those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. In other words, it's protected by the red, the black, and the green, in collaboration with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu's up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to the question, are you an outcast? I also represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on, June 2nd, 2024. Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Damn. Okay. I'm not saying I'm going to rush this episode, but I am going to say that it's getting close to being past by my bedtime. So let's get on with today's episode. All right, just to stick with tradition, I'm to your new listeners, I'm going to help you get familiarized with my podcast, with my shows. I like to break down my episodes into three parts, acts, if you will. The first act is the intro. Second act is using random thought. And the last act is final thoughts. Now, in the intro so far, what you've heard is the theme song, the title of today's episode, some poetry, which both the poetry and today's title will relate to the final thought. And everything after that was like greeting, salutations, and a warning for white people on the kind of podcast they're about to listen to. Yeah. All right. Things I like to do in the intro, aside from everything you've heard already, is share some bit of history or some birthday anniversary, death anniversary, or, in this particular, let's start with happy heavenly birthday to Kalief Broder. If you don't know his story, man, I recommend reading, checking out the documentary. It's, I'm just going to wish the young brother happy birthday. He would have been 31 years old. On, when was this posted? Oh, wait a minute. Do I really not have his birthday? Khalif Broder's birthday is... really, B? Okay, hold on a second. Khalif Broder was actually... Broder. I keep mispronouncing his name. Yeah, just give me a second. Like, the actual date of his birthday was... Khalif Broder. It's long gone. Glass Broder. Yeah. Oh, May 25th. 1993. Damn, bro. Man. Anyways. Sorry. Yeah, man. If you're a highly sensitive person, man, this story will bring you to tears or close to it. Anyways, happy heavenly birthday. Second is, now, I live in Canada. We don't have Memorial Days. So I understand it was Memorial Day back in the States, or last Monday, this past Monday. And I'm going to wish a, this came up on my timeline. I'm going to wish a happy Memorial Day to Christopher Dorner. That might be a bit of controversial name, but nevertheless, happy Memorial Day. Links in the show notes, by the way. Another birthday I need to share with you that happened this week was happy birthday to Miss Lauryn Hill. She was born on May 26, 1975. Right. Oh, and another date worth remembering is May 26, 1993, and that was the release date of Menace to Society. 93. I must have seen it in theaters. There's no way I saw this movie on VHS. The thing is, I can't remember being in theaters, seeing it, but whatever. I know I saw it, all right? So don't fuck with my black card. All right, another thing, one last thing I'd like to do in the intro is share some quotes and thoughts, quotes, and whatnot. And this one goes, first one is, high sensitivity is, hold on a second, my headphones are tripping. High sensitivity is a healthy trait and one that is sorely needed by our society. And that's from Andre Solo. HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. All right, okay. And the last one goes, everyone doesn't need access to you. Some people are draining and they don't even know it. You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to answer calls. You're allowed to not answer calls. You're allowed to break plans. And if you need to save yourself to do it. Amen. Quote is by Sylvester McNutt 3. Lust for Life. Amazing. All right. Okay. And is that it? Yeah, that's it for today's intro. Let's jump to the second act and get the show going. All right. Okay. Let's do this. Here we go. All right. Give me a second. Yeah, I should drink some tea. Again, to those of you who've been praying for my cold, well, step it up. Shit ain't working, man. I still got this. I'm not saying I got a cold, but my throat is like... It's a good thing I'm not a singer. Let's just say that. It's a good thing I'm not a singer, and I don't have to, like... I don't have to sing right now. All right, okay. First one. Let's go with this one. All right, okay. You know what? Okay. This one is, shout out to Lizzo. I'm just going to say shout out to Lizzo and middle fingers to her haters. Shout out to Lizzo for being an inspiration for people like me, people like us. I'm going to say, yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you understand what I mean, the kind of inspiration Lizzo is, and which is, I have the right to exist. People who just feel, who just want, you know, we're all born into this world, and some of us do not qualify for the European beauty standards. Some of us are just outcasts. And usually in this society, if you're an outcast and you don't deserve the right, you should feel miserable about yourself. And what I appreciate about Lizzo is she's one of those human beings who encourage you to be like, you know, this is me. Fuck you. Anyways, right now I'm looking at a video. The reason why she got my attention is I'm looking at a video of her working out, and in the background is, here, I'll play it. In the background is this. Hopefully it won't be too loud. Bear with me.
With Lizzo. ass out.
FDA-approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I've lowered my...
All right, okay. What you may not recognize it is South Park did an episode about... I imagine it's the one, The End of Obesity. And I haven't watched the episode. The only thing that I know about it is that they made reference to Lizzo, specifically Lizzo's love yourself mindset. You know, if you're a fat woman, if you're a fat person, love yourself. And to the idiots, to the people who don't understand her, or to the people who are not, to the people who want to believe they're smarter than her, they've interpreted that as, oh, Lizzo is encouraging people to stay fat, to be fat. You know, it's interesting. Anyway, whatever. So, there's a video of Lizzo before her reacting to South Park making fun of her and or her or what she said, what she symbolizes. And again, you know, it's not worth getting upset for. It's fucking South Park. South Park, and when you know they're targeting, I mean, okay, you know what? Sometimes South Park gets it right, and sometimes, I say it gets it right. Sometimes, yeah, for me, gets it right for me, and sometimes they're like, yeah, you're fucking, you know better than the white folks I don't like. Oh, excuse me. You know better than the people I don't like. Anyways, they went with the idea of Lizzo is encouraging fat people to stay fat, and, you know, again, I haven't seen the series, so who knows? Because I'm kind of... Because usually South Park is a bit smarter than that. Even though, like, they hang out with the dumb kids, but they're, like, a bit... All I'm going to say is Lizzo saw the clip. She reacted to it. And she didn't take offense to it, but it was more like, y'all, fuck it. Well, I guess that's who I am in their eyes. And, well, whatever. I'm going to keep being who I want to be. So shout out to her. And in this clip, in this next... the clip that you just heard in the background is Lizzo exercising, skipping rope, you know, doing just whatever, living her life, skipping rope, doing some exercise. And in the background is that clip from South Park. And the reason I'm sharing it is because I was thinking about how I wanted to comment about, a comment, add in the comment section. I said, don't do that. You're going to make the people who think they're smarter than you feel bad about themselves. You're going to confuse these people. Anyway, the whole point, I'm just trying to say shout out to Lizzo. I'm not going to say fuck South Park, but I'm just going to say shout out to Lizzo in this case. You know what it is? I think I'm going to add to this because I used to be a huge fan of South Park. I don't hate it, but I'm just it's just gotten boring. And maybe it's just part of like growing up, just getting older. It's like South Park's gotten less entertaining and but people like Lizzo, I feel like I transitioned from G.I. Joe to to the Black Panthers. It's just transition. I'm just saying the Lizzos of the world speak to me while South Park, they don't. Anyway, all right. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, speaking of people who don't evolve, I'm going to play this quote. I could have read it, but no, I'd rather let content creator's name is 6 feet of pure brown sugar. That's a beautiful name. And here we go. And this is what she has to say.
So I just read, unfortunately, some people were not put here to evolve. They are here to remind you what it looks like if you don't.
Let me repeat that.
So I just read, unfortunately, some people were not put here to evolve. They are here to remind you what it looks like if you don't.
Another thing about this podcast is a theme in this podcast is growth, evolving. And I never really once stopped to think about the people who refuse, who don't make evolving growth a priority. Nah, I guess I've just allowed them to just get on my nerves. Like the people who attack Lizzo or who purposely misrepresent her message. And yeah, I guess I'm not the type to be like, oh, I'm better than you or look for a reason to feel better than you. But I am grateful to be on the side of human beings who are about growth. You know, I don't always get it right, but that's my quest. That's my... change. I've accepted in the world that look, man, when I think about the kind of guy that I used to be, when I did watch South Park, when South Park did make me laugh, I was young, dumb, full of, you know, full of cum. And yeah, I can honestly say that I feel that I'm better than that guy. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying I was wrong for watching South Park, but I'm just saying when I'm time stamping my life, the kid who watched South Park versus the kid who finds it less entertaining, I'm not angry at that. I am a little mad that, it does bother me that not having shows like South Park has kind of created a vacuum. Like I need something else to entertain myself with. But then again, if you used to be an addict, you don't look for, that's a bad example. Oh my God. Okay, the point is, shout out to those evolve, to those of us who make it a priority to evolve, to try to be the better version of ourselves. Not just a better version, to be closer to the most authentic version of ourselves. There we go. Okay. Okay, what else do I got? Shit. I have this fear that I forget to hit record. Okay, what else do I got? Okay. Now, I was listening. Okay, look. Trump is in trouble, right? I'm going to play a quote by Trump after something that Trump said in 2016. If you don't know, Trump, I guess, was convicted. Is that the word? Hold on, let me see. Convicted. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm a little confused by the lingo, by the court lingo. Like, I'm not sure what it means to have 34 counts. What exactly that mean? Like, they're not going to, like, whiplash him for 34 counts. What, you know, I'm like, is he going to jail or not? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I'm talking about the fact that the idea that this dude could potentially go to jail. He might not, but this dude's got a criminal record, and yet this white man is still entitled to run for president. Don't let anyone tell you that white privilege ain't real. Anyways, and I'm going to play something that Trump said in 2016, and that, speaking of growth, the version of Trump in 2016 is different than the version of Trump in 2024. Here we go.
She shouldn't be allowed to run. If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment. And ultimately a criminal trial. It would grind government to a halt.
So this is Trump talking shit about Hillary Clinton. Remember her emails? That's right. She was in trouble for using her own server, her own email server. And, it's just the idea of Trump saying, hey, man, we can't have a sitting president. A person running for election and under criminal charges. you don't see, it's fucking hilarious. You know, I think more of when Trump was going after Obama for claiming that he wasn't really a U.S. citizen. He went from, yo, show us your birth certificate. And Obama's like, I don't need to show you birth certificate. All right, fuck, fine, I'll show you my birth certificate. Then he went from, no, show us the long form. It was like some bullshit. Like, he made himself out to be like, hey, I don't want any fuckery during our election. You know what just gets me is how this white man gets away with this shit. And you know what? It shouldn't surprise me. You know why it does surprise me? It's because I live in a fucking country like Canada, and I'm surrounded by white people who constantly have you convinced that, no. We're normal. All this, the world you live in is okay. Stop talking about racism. Stop making shit about race. It's just wild to have this white man, this gutter trash white man, be eligible to run for run for the highest office in the world. But whatever, man. Don't let anyone convince you that white supremacy ain't real. I guess that's the only point that I'm trying to make with this shit. All right, what else do I got? Okay, all right, back to Canadian news. This one, I really like this one, okay? And I haven't been paying attention to Canadian politics. Actually, I did pay attention, but so in Parliament, we have a black Mr. Speaker. His name is Greg Fergus, and I think he's from around here. Hold on, let me see. Let me do a quick search on his name. Craig Fergus is, I think he's from Canadian politician, 38, Elmer. Yeah, he's from Elmer, which is just a bridge away from Ottawa. Well, it's a bridge away and a long drive west. All right. That's not the point. That's not the point. It's more the fact that there was a session in Parliament and Pierre Poilievre said some fuck shit and Mr. Speaker had to check him, and I'm gonna play the clip. Here we go. By the way, Pierre Poilievre saying some fuck shit is like, it's Tuesday. It's a regular shit, but it's more the fact that he got checked for it. Here we go.
When will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko prime minister?
No. I'm going to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to withdraw that term, which is not considered parliamentary.
Mr. Speaker, I replace wacko with extremist.
I'm going to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to please withdraw that comment and simply withdraw that comment.
I'll replace it with radical Baptist policy.
I am not asking to replace. I'm asking the Honourable Member to just simply withdraw.
Mr. Speaker, I replace the word wacko with extremist.
I'm going to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition one last time. To please withdraw that comment and simply withdraw that comment.
I simply withdraw and replace with the aforementioned adjective.
Mr. Poilievre, I have to name you for disregarding the authority of the chair. Pursuant to the authority granted to me by Standing Order 11, I order you to withdraw from the House and from any participation by video conference for the remainder of this day's sitting.
When will...
Bravo. I guess it's... I feel like this is a little Obama moment for me, personally. Because the new Canadian in me is like, wow, you just you just told a white man what he couldn't say. Look, man, it's all theater. It's all fucking theater, right? To me, I'm just, let me bring this shit up. Pierre Poilievre is always saying some fuck shit. I never watch sessions in Parliament because it's like fucking chill. I don't enjoy these moments. But this here, Mr. Speaker, Greg Fergus, trying to get people to act, trying to get grown adults to act like fucking adults. It's like, bro, look, man. Let's not turn this shit into like a mega town hall meeting, man. Let's not turn this shit into the Source Awards here, all right? Just watch your fucking language. Just take that word away. And, you know, Poilievre is like, fuck that. I'm not going to let my voters see me take shit from another. I have no idea what... No. I know what Pierre Poilievre... Look, I don't believe these politicians do anything that work. Like, they don't think these things through. Maybe sometimes I give them too much credit, but my point is, if Pierre Poilievre doubled down the way he did, he knew what the fuck... He knew his people are gonna celebrate it for him. But that's not the point. The only reason I bring this shit up is because this shit is a Canadian heritage moment for me, man. A black guy being effective in Parliament. Someone being effective in Parliament, and it happens to be a black guy. The last time someone was impressed me in Parliament was, what the fuck was his name? What was his name? Kevin something. Basically, he's the dude who popped the cap and the dude who showed up to the parliament with a rifle. And, I forget his name. Kevin something. Hold on. Let me see if I... Kevin Parliament. No. That guy. Oh, do I have the wrong name? Yep. Kevin Vickers. There we go. Kevin Vickers. No, Kevin Vickers is not black. but he did some gangster shit. That's my point. That was some gangster shit. I think, you know what? I think this is like two Canadian heritage moment for me. Kevin Vickers and Mr. Speaker trying to civilize this white man. Basically trying to get, yo, watch your mouth, bro. Watch your mouth. And he's like, make me. All right. Get the fuck out. Anyways, Canadian heritage moment for me, fellas. All right, okay. What else do I got? What else do I got? Oh, is that it? Okay, no, I got one last. Okay. This next one here is by, shut up, Greg Fergus. All right, man. I think I've seen him before. Ottawa's so small, I wouldn't be surprised if him and I, like, showed up at the same party. But whatever. Okay. Now, one segment that I have on this podcast, it's called, I'm losing my voice, boys and girls, and everyone in between. One segment I have in this podcast, it's called Church Trashiness. Now, it's not a, I don't have a lot of segments on church trashiness, but when I do, I do. Now, just to explain to you that church trashiness is a segment that I dedicate to talk shit about the church. Some preacher's kids have kids out of wedlock. Me, I talk shit about the church. And for those of you who might be a member of the Black Guy Who Tips community talking about, hey, man, did you just steal a concept from the Black Guy Who Tips? And I'm going to say, nope. All right? They have sword ratchetness. I have church ratchetness. All right? They're McDonald's. I'm McDowell. So please, let's not start some shit when shit doesn't need to be started. All right. Now, today's church segment is going to be brief. I'm not going to explain the lyrics. I'm just going to play a song. I'm going to play it off, and then I'm going to use this song to then jump to Act 3 of the podcast, okay? And the title is Who Would Jesus Bomb? And name of the artist is... Oh, he sounds like Bob. Excuse me. Comes off like Bob Dylan. Name of the artist, his name is... so much for research. It was just in front of me. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see if I could enlarge. Jordan Smart Music. You know what? Links will be in the show notes. All right? Brother Jordan, in his song, pretty much says everything that I'm thinking. Like, I promise. I'm not going to add any extra thoughts, but I'm just going to say... Thank you for the question. Thank you for the song. All right? Here we go.
If Jesus Christ came back today like he threatened he will, which poor group of people do you think that he would kill? Who would Jesus choose to starve if you gave him a chance? And if there was a genocide, would he take a neutral stance? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Would he say it's complicated and there's sinners on all sides? Or would he say that some people, they just deserve to die? If Christ the Savior rose again, then on a sidewalk slept, would you extend a hand to him or just watch where you stepped? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus hate the gay folks or the queer folks or the trans? Would he suggest they end their lives according to God's plans? but Jesus tell a homeless man to get a fucking job, then turn his back on the poor, would Jesus be a snob? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus vote Republican, or would it be Democrat? Would he be chanting four more years, or wear a MAGA hat? Would Jesus run for president, or dictator, or worse? Would Jesus be the pastor of his own mega church? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus build a border wall? Would Jesus drive a tank? Would Jesus own an arsenal? Would Jesus run a bank? Would Jesus feel safe in his skin if he came to your town? Or would you still believe in Jesus if you found out he was brown? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do?
Jordan Smart Music, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Smart Music. Smart Music. All right. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, man. Some pastor's kids have kids out of wedlock or do fucked up shit. Me, I talk shit about the church and Christianity. All right, boys and girls, as promised, this is it for User Random Thoughts. Let's get into final thoughts and the final act and wrap up this podcast, this episode. All right, peace. I mean, all right. I should get some tea. I don't know. My voice sings all right, does it? Okay, I'll play it back. All right, okay, let's go. Final thoughts. Today's final thought was inspired not just by, okay, well, first of all, what's up with today's title? People with ideas. Well, that title comes from a song by Dead President, a very well-known song by Dead President called Hip Hop. And there's a line in the song where he says, let me repeat that. He goes, in the real world, these just people with ideas. They just like me and you when the smoke and camera disappears. Now, unfortunately, and I'm sorry, okay. In this, for this case, it's not the meaning of that verse that I'm capturing it from. It's just more for the three words, people with ideas. And what inspired that thought is because I was talking to a friend not too long ago. We were catching up, and she was asking me about my podcast. More to the point is, she's like, hey, do you worry sometimes about running out of ideas? And I'm like, I kind of got scared. I'm like, holy fuck. For a brief seconds, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, that would suck if I ran out of ideas. And to be honest with you, there's always an idea. I'm always thinking. But first, okay, before I continue, let me write that. Let me read what I wrote. I said, yes, in terms of topics. To be honest, the podcast is more. Yeah. So to be honest, the podcast is more for me than it is for the audience. It's an exercise in who I am when I'm not interrupted or feeling the need to only say what the listener wants to hear. In other words, when I'm talking on this microphone, I've turned off that people pleaser inside me, which is kind of a good thing that I don't think about the audience. Cause if I think about the audience, then I'll be like I said, I'll treat you like the chick I'm trying to bang. And the idea is, I'm not saying it works. I'm saying is, yeah, the people pleaser in me will kick out. So I shut it up. This is an exercise for me. And I'm still figuring out what this podcast is all about. With that said, that thought, that conversation of her asking me, do you worry about running out of ideas, got me thinking. Like, it added more, another layer to this podcast. How, like I said, I think a lot. And even when I'm like, showing up, I'm like, I don't have one tonight. I don't have an idea for today's podcast. I mean, a final thought. Because usually the core of the episode is the final thought. And usually, if I just think about what's stopping me from thinking of something, is enough to be an episode unto its own. But in this particular case, I kind of scared myself. In this particular case, I do know. So I'm explaining the process. Another thing, another exercise I do with this podcast is I don't overthink shit. I won't lie to you, I'm not really a big fan of today's title, but I went with it. All I know is I was thinking of the concept. Three things that came to mind: ideas, self-trust, and soulmate. And it'll make sense. So the first one I'm getting over is ideas. And I was just looking for a rapper who once used the words idea. And people with ideas is, I'm just a person with an idea. Okay. Second one is self-trust. Reason I want to talk about self-trust is for two reasons. One is because one of my favorite content creator on highly sensitive people up there, her name is Alicia, Life by Alicia. That's her Instagram name. And she posted something about self-trust. Now, the reason why it inspired me is because at my last therapy session, I had my therapist was talking to me about self-trust. Like, there was this huge diagram that I ended up taking a picture of. And basically, just to get me thinking about, to process the idea of self-trust. Like, what I'm saying is, I remember taking a picture and then leaving and not really thinking about it. So this episode, this is what I'm doing right now. And I'm going to read what Alicia has to say about self-trust. She goes, a sign you don't trust yourself, excuse me, a sign you don't trust yourself. Someone hurts you, you get upset, and then you question if you're making a big deal out of it. You're making it too big a deal out of it. When you don't trust yourself, you ask everyone you know for their opinion. Would you be upset? Am I making this a big deal? High sensitive people will often ask me, how do I know if I'm making something a big deal or if my response is valid? How do I know I'm not just overreacting? Look, sometimes it's helpful to get second opinion, especially when we're feeling triggered and emotionally flooded. Sometimes a neutral third party perspective is exactly what we need. But if you always have to ask other people how you should feel, if you literally don't know if you can trust your feelings, if you constantly second guess yourself, this point to low self-trust. Amen. Because when you trust yourself, you can discern for yourself if your reaction is warranted or if you're feeling triggered, but it's actually no biggie. Can you read that? Because when you trust yourself, you can discern for yourself. You can discern for yourself if your reaction is warranted or if you're feeling triggered, but it's actually no biggie. With self-trust, you're able to assess situation for yourself and know when something isn't okay with you or someone is crossing your boundary, and you'll be able to trust your response. Self-trust has a positive impact on your relationship because it helps you speak up for your needs because you're in tune with yourself and know your needs are valid rather than being like, oh my God, Am I being too much? It gives you the courage to set healthy boundaries rather than feeling guilty and wondering if you're doing the right thing. It reduces overthinking because you trust the way you show up rather than questioning, did I say the right thing? It allows you to handle conflict with confidence rather than avoiding it because you don't trust that you can handle it. If you're like, how do I build self-trust so I can improve my relationship? I'm going to teach you how, blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyways. Yeah, so that's the thing. Oh, is that her man? Confident and content relationship. All right, whatever. Yeah, so links are in the show notes to what I just read. And so Alicia offers like a follow-up. I think she's, what is this? I think it's a course. But you can get the details from her. But I'm just focused on the idea of self-trust. And yeah, no, I am that guy. Am I making a big deal out of it? I was in a situation where a colleague, a white dude, to microaggression shit, right, was describing his neighborhood and used the term and said, this is a white guy, said, I live in a ghetto. And I remember, that's interesting, yes, I have a short temper, but I don't like to show it to white folks because it scares them. But I remember him saying that, and there was a part in me that wanted to be, what the fuck did you say, honky cracker boy, punk ass devil, fucking the descendant of Jacob, your piece of shit cave boy, whatever. I was like, all the racial white slurs wanted to come out. And but I held back. I held back on it. And you know, that's the thing is because I can go 0 to 100 real quick. So, but I held back. And then after the moment passed, I was like, fuck, I wish I said something. And I guess I've developed this habit of not trusting my reactions. On one end, I'm telling myself it's been a way to control my temper, or at least to give the illusion that I have my temper under control, or even better, not give the other person let the other person see that, oh, he's got temper issues. But on the other end, I know that, hey, I'm trying to live in a society, and the other thing too is, I'm very mindful of the white gaze. Again, I live in Ottawa. I'm surrounded by white people. So the white gaze is like a thing for me. It's like, it's in my mind. Like I very mindful about not making white people feel uncomfortable. It's a thing. I don't do that with black people. With black people, you know, I try not to make a scene, not to embarrass myself. But with white people, in addition to not embarrassing myself, it's also, don't make these people feel uncomfortable. Anyway, so I don't know if that's a good example, but I am going to say that I'm going to have to think about that one. I'm going to need to process this one. Let me bring up this diagram that I had taken a picture and I never took the time to look at it. Basically, it's in the middle, it's self-trust, and then there's all these different responses to it. Hold on. Oh, damn it. When I think about who would Jesus bomb? All right, okay, self-trust. Listen to you first. Yeah, and you know what? Okay. On this podcast, I'm pretending to have self-trust. It's working by myself. Doing this by myself, it's me also saying, fuck it. Developing a self-belief. You know, okay, man, I'm going to remind you, on this podcast, I don't offer solutions. I'm just a man who's just thinking things through. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have any conclusion to make about self-trust. All I just know, it's something that I'm working on for myself. And I don't know, if you have a journey with respect to self-trust, I'd like to hear about it. Holler at me at Shut Up Podcast 411. Excuse me, Shut Up Podcast 411 at gmail.com. All right, and you know, I was gonna have a lot to say, so I'm gonna just bring this one last topic for the final thought is, and honestly, there should be a link between ideas there should be a link between idea and self-trust and soulmate, but it's more but it's just more today's final thought is just me freaking out after when my friend asked the question, don't you worry about running out of ideas? And then my brain was like, yeah, don't you worry about that? And I just freaked out, so I brought up three ideas. The last one is soulmate. And the reason I want to talk about soulmate or bring up soulmate is because this content creator, his name is Momo, Alorama Momo. Anyways, content creator on TikTok. And this brother, man, puts out some deep-ass content. And this one here made me think so much that I told myself I had to fit it in as a final thought. And here we go.
To my soulmate, where the fuck are you?
Excuse me?
Like, respectfully, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you so pressed?
I don't know, because we're meant to be together?
Yeah, potentially at some point.
Why not now?
Maybe if we met right now, it wouldn't work out.
Doesn't that defeat the whole point of being my soulmate?
Don't think of me as a person.
Careful.
Think of me as the concept of a perfect match.
Okay.
The perfect match is dependent on the perfect conditions.
Meaning, if the conditions change,
then so does the perfect match.
So you could be anyone.
Your soulmate changes based on where you are in your life. Your trajectory, your feelings, your interest, an infinity of variables at any given moment.
Well then, meeting your soulmate is nothing more than an infinitely small coincidence by your framework.
Well, whether it's a coincidence or destiny is up to you.
But if it's just cause and effect, then I have to accept that it may never happen for me.
Yeah.
So I choose destiny.
Then just believe that the timing will align.
And yet, I'm worried you don't really exist, and that this idea only serves to comfort me.
You never know until you know, right?
And how do you know when it aligns?
It's pretty hard to miss. Hey, how about you watch where you're fucking walking?
I know you're not talking to me. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You gotta watch the video. The reason why this one had me thinking, and maybe it does have something to do with self-trust, is because, well, first question I'm going to ask is, just so we have a bit of context, first thing I got to ask is, were you ever born with the idea, are you one of those people who used to believe in a concept of a soulmate, or that, the one that's meant to be? I won't lie, growing up, because I was a sucker watching a lot of her rom-com, I used to believe in that shit. And then reality hit me. Then I started dating all the wrong people in the world. It's not a shot at them. It was a shot at me in the dating field, not knowing what the fuck I was doing, just getting all my instructions from TV. And I was out there believing I was on the quest for my soulmate. And then that happened. And next thing you know, I stopped believing in the concept of soulmate. And the only reason I bring this up is because this reminds me of a conversation. Not a conversation, but a conversation I had, or a point my therapist has been making. In the video, there's something, what's the woman say? She says, you don't know until you know. Is that the actual line? You don't know until you know. It's one of those, it reminded me of, that Wayne Gretzky line that says, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. It's not just soulmate. It's more also the idea of life working out in the way you wanted it. Maybe this does have something to do with self-trust. But because I remember telling myself that at this point in my life, I'm not worried about meeting the right one, Mrs. Wright. What I am worried is ending up with Mrs. Rice and fucking it up. And I guess that's where self-trust comes in. Yeah, it's you know what? I think I'm just going to credit this last video with just giving me more ideas, making me realize things about myself and the world that I live in. Especially the fact that, I hadn't thought about the fact that I've given up on the idea of a soulmate. But and the thing is, by giving up on it, I pretty much guarantee there won't be any soulmate. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I don't know. The young part in me, I feel, is gone. The part that, like, believed in magic and that kind of shit, and that kind of mushy, corny shit. Yeah, at this point, yeah, I'm not thinking of a soulmate. Because every human being looks like, just like a pain in the ass. I prefer solitude. I guess what I am thinking about is, in my mind, I've convinced myself it doesn't get better than this solitude. Life doesn't get better than this. And before, I was always open to the idea of it could always get better. Again, no solutions, just thoughts. Just I'm just a person with a, I'm just a person with ideas. And yeah, no, that's it, man. Looking at the time, not bad for time. Yeah, he's okay. Plus, my voice is kind of hurting, so I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna wrap this one up and leave it as. I'm trying to find it. I don't have any conclusion. Just ideas, self-trust, and soulmate. But what I would like is, if you have your own thoughts about this, what I just shared, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. Holler at me at, what's my email again? shutupodcast411@gmail.com. But yeah, this concludes today's episode. You can find me, well, actually go to the shutuppodcast.com if you want to holler at me. There's a contact us there, but you could just use the email address that I've repeated now the third time, shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. But also, if you are unable, if you're trying to subscribe to this podcast and can't find me on your podcatcher, just go to the website and you'll find the RSS feed that you can copy and paste into your favorite podcatcher. I use a Tom podcatcher to sound like to up my nerd status, but it's your whatever player you use to play your podcast. I feel like, oh yeah, again, shutuppodcast.com to find the show notes. And also, and there's an extra section in the show notes called Other Links. And Other Links is just a bunch of cool links meant to entertain you or that I just found interesting. Worth sharing. They're just notes, links that I feel are worth sharing. With all that said, boys and girls, this concludes today's episode. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it, even with this sore throat. And yes, I will be sucking on a fisherman's friend right after this episode. No relation to that last thought, but I forgot to wish a happy Pride Month. It's June. May was Asian Heritage Month. June is Pride Month. The reason I remember that is because I had a bit about those two. Well, I don't make jokes about Pride Month. You know what? Show up at a comedy show, or one of my comedy show, and it'll make more sense. With that said, thank you for listening, and remember, please, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.